Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio, and to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com. You can find it there or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
A Super Week extravaganza. No, it is, really. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and bluntly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the empty stomach. We are fasting the overnight hours away. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead, we're going to do something a little different this hour. Now, it would be disingenuous to sit here and say, hey, we're just going to wax poetic about LeBron James setting the NBA scoring record, because that is not what we will be doing here. We will touch on it here at the beginning, but we have a rare and appropriate in studio, not guest, because we don't do guests, but friend of the show, who I promised would make an appearance here at some point, and he's here tonight. With this being Super Bowl 57 week, who better to have on than somebody that played in the Super Bowl and played in the NFL back in the day and has had a successful career in Hollywood and all that? The great Fred Dreyer is in the house. Hello, Fred!
Ben, so great to be with you. You're the ultimate host.
It's great to have you. We figured out the coffee machine.
Yep.
We have a very complex coffee machine here at Fox Sports Radio. And I'm not a coffee drinker. I've worked here a long time, Fred. I've never used that machine ever.
It showed when we were trying to get my guest cup of coffee out of there.
Yeah. And that's all you're going to get here. If you want like a parting gift or something like that.
I've noticed there's no like finger desserts donuts and stuff.
This is not TV. We do not have craft services here providing anything. But it's great to have you in, Fred.
Thank you.
I did also want to mention we got to start with LeBron, and that's the big story. I'll do a full Maller monologue coming up later about LeBron James. He had 38 points tonight, and the Lakers lost to Oklahoma City, but that's not the story. Don't bury the lead, my man, as LeBron James, the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Now, it happened late in the third quarter. LeBron with a step-back jump shot, top of the paint against Oklahoma City, and that was the one that put him over the top. And the crowd went wild. A couple of quick thoughts on LeBron. Now, first of all, I know this is his night, so I don't want to spit all over him, but I'm not a big fan of LeBron James. We've been very clear about that over the years here, so I'm not going to sit here and say all of a sudden that I'm going to hold pom-poms for LeBron. I'm not. I'm not particularly fond of a lot of stuff LeBron's been up to over the course of his career, but it's a great accomplishment, and it's one of those records where you say, well, is anyone ever going to get here? And say, well, no one will ever get there, and then there's always the next prodigy that comes along that will be even better than LeBron James. Because when Michael Jordan was playing, no one's going to get better than Jordan. And then Kobe came along, and then after Kobe was LeBron James. But congratulations to LeBron. Any thoughts? I know you're known as the football guy, Fred. Are you a basketball fan at all?
I have opinions that cover all sports.
Oh, good. All right. So what do you think about LeBron setting the all-time
record? It's a great night for him. His family, his son is there. His family's daughter, his mother, his neighbors. they're all there. They all turned out. The fans welcomed him. You know, there's this thing, you know, here that he's not a true Laker. Well, he's got the uniform on, and they pay him, so he is, and he does a great job, I think, and he's the best basketball player there ever was, and he got hot tonight and broke Kareem's record, and Kareem was there and shook his hand, so everything everything paid off for everybody.
Well, and they stopped the game for like 10 minutes, right? They had a big,
yeah, they did.
Gala ceremony and all that, right in the middle,
yeah,
of the game, just like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't do that kind of stuff back when you were playing football, right? Did they ever stop the games for a big ceremony in the middle of?
Yeah, like if somebody like Walter Payton had broke a record, they'd stop and
give
him the ball.
Did they have the vignette on the scoreboard and all that stuff, or no? Probably not.
Well, they had no scoreboard.
They had no scoreboard. Yeah. Fred played. If you're not familiar with some of the, you know, maybe the younger people, I don't know. Fred's been around a long time, but he played in the NFL. Played 13 years in the NFL, and you've had a long career in Hollywood over there, down the street.
Yeah, That's coming over to the curb. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. You're done.
I haven't officially announced I'm retired. Not that anybody notices, but I don't recognize anything anymore. Yeah.
No. Well, you don't go to the movies or anything like that.
No.
I haven't been to the movies in a while either.
No. There's nothing there you want to watch.
Yeah. So you're pretty much done with the acting stuff and just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge anything. I've noticed, like in my football career, I had a running start when I realized, hey, listen, I shouldn't be out here doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me really get a jump on getting out of the Hollywood stuff.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that.
You didn't feel the burn to keep playing? You didn't want to keep going in the NFL? You were like, eh.
I had like 7 concussions what I was hospitalized for.
Wow.
7. And I thought that was enough.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many. That was 7 times a coach came over to me, you know, with a pocket watch in his hand and said, are you okay? Can you go back in? Can you go back in? You know.
Did they tell you to rub some dirt on it, Fred, back in when you were playing?
You want some water? Want some water? Want some 7-Up?
7-Up. Well, that's the magic cure-all. All you just drink a glass of that, you're good to go. That's all you need.
But for the most part, you know, I mean, it's.
When's the last acting gig you did? How many years ago? The last acting job, entertainment job. Was it before COVID?
I worked with Mark Harmon on his show, NCIS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Very cool.
Yeah, good show.
You're known as the hunter guy from the 1980s, but you were in a bunch of like different TV shows.
Well, actually, you know, my official nickname is Sultan of Safeties.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's
I did not.
Yeah, sure, that's
not,
what it is.
You know, I have a lot of nicknames, Fred. I have
many.
I have 50-something nicknames here that have a great amount of nicknames for sure. And so as far as Super Bowl week, you played a long time. You know, it's far removed from your playing days, though. Does this do anything for you? Or are you like, hey, I played in it. That's fine. You know,
I scatter, you know, when the heavy artillery moves in, and this is Super Bowl week. And again, it's like handicapping what's going on here tonight over here at the Lakers games. I have an understanding that everybody loves Super Bowl, and they play one every year. For the last 57, I was in Super Bowl 14, and they're playing 57 now. So I look at that and say, you know, what am I talking about?
It's a different world, right? As far as the way football is.
I mean, I never thought that I would see, you know, guy, you know, we had guys, coaches and players smoking cigarettes during the game.
I've seen some of the photos. Yeah.
You see
that? Were guys drinking in the locker room and all that too?
Well, they were just carrying on like crazy, you know. But here, you know, they have cell phones and they text, and they've got they've got their fan base out there that they say, watch this next tackle I make, and then he goes out and makes a tackle, comes back and takes a picture of himself, and then and sends it around to everybody.
As far as the main argument I hear from when you played and then the guys today as well, it was much more violent in the NFL. You talked about the concussions you had, Fred, but if you watch an NFL game today, is it completely in comparison, I don't know if soft's the right word, but just the physicality is not anywhere close to what you had to deal with back in your day, or is it similar?
Well, there's two things in that. There's the fact that they're bigger, stronger, faster athletes. You guys, you've got 6'8", 6'9", 350 guys, you know, running 4'4", 4'5". And when they collide with, hopefully, anyone but you, then you realize you're in a professional football game. But when in my day, from 69 to 81, you had the explosion of athleticism at all positions like you do now. I mean, you've got tackles that could play running back, for crying out loud, you know. So I marvel at the athleticism, but they're completely out of shape.
Today's players are out of shape.
Oh yeah, they don't. You can't go to training camp for 2.5 weeks and get into any kind of shape.
Well, they say they're in shape all year, though. That's their argument. That's what they claim.
Well, I worked out all year, so mm-hmm. I was in shape all year round, and there isn't any exercises that I haven't seen that I messed up on.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Well, they don't even really practice that much. That's been anything. The one thing they've tried to get. The players have been successful at cutting back on how much they practice.
Well,
they play more games now, but they've cut back on the practice.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted to play 18 games. They wanted to play 20 games when I was playing.
Yeah, you I want to get into that because you talked about that and you said, and this was in the 1970s. They were planning on playing 18 games back then.
They were trying to get the Players Association, and you know we had. You know, if we were trying to get, you know, it's a cliche, but, you know, our rights as football players, we wanted more money.
How active were you in that, Fred? Were you like?
No, I wasn't active. I would go down to Tom Mack's room. He was the player rep and yell at him and give him a piece of paper with stuff on it to help him.
A list of demands?
Yeah. And he was a good representative and we had a run at it, but. It was weak. Look, 80-90% of the players playing are only in the sport for 3 years.
Yeah, so the owners are always going
to
have
So they're always going to tell you, you know, if you don't like it, we can cut you right now. So
yeah. Well, and now they've added the 17th game, and how soon before you get the 18th game?
Well,
right? It's going to be happening.
Yeah,
right?
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Not that long. And are they going to just add extra bye week? Is that the move there? Do you think they'll add an extra week off?
I have no idea how they'll cut that up. Yeah. I have no idea.
I got you.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app, then pick between 2 and 6 players to choose if they'll have more or less of a stat like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code Maller. The new customers play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code Maller only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
A record breaker. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, right next door. as we spin plates coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and candidly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the board, the sounding board. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, it's great to have our pal Fred Dreyer in last hour, but Fred has left the building, and the show must go on. You can download the podcast if you missed any of that. The great Fred Dreyer played in the NFL 13 years for the Giants, New York Giants, the LA Rams, and went on, had a big career in entertainment. But our lead this hour, don't bury the lead, my man. Well, we already buried the lead. Don't bury the lead, my man. We go to the NBA history made on a random Tuesday night. In February, the Lakers playing the Thunder, not typically a game we would spend much time talking about. What makes this night different than all other nights? Well, I think you know by now, but maybe not. The game itself taking a backseat. Oklahoma City, the opponent, but LeBron James. It was all about LeBron. LeBron this, LeBron that, LeBron up the wazoo. Did you watch? I did. I watched. You might have missed it. I checked it out. It was on a national broadcast on TNT. So LeBron James, the moment everyone's yapping about, third quarter, late third quarter, LeBron on the night needed 36 points. He ends up passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the NBA's all-time leading scorer, the record that had been held since the mid-1980s, 1984. It happened with 10.9 seconds left in the third quarter. The Lakers were losing at the time. LeBron knocked down a step-back jumper from the top of the painted area, and the game stopped. They played a sizzle video of highlights. They had a ceremony on the court. Adam Silver, the commissioner, who looks like he's from another part of the galaxy far, far away, was there. Kareem wearing a specially made jacket. I'm sure you can buy that online for a nominal amount of money. He was there. You had LeBron grab the mic and speak. He thanked his wife first. We had a prop bet on that yesterday. He thanked his wife, his mom, Gloria James, very famous on the internet, and his kids were there, LeBron's family partaking. LeBron also dropped an F-bomb. He said the F-word in the microphone there, and he went out and he started hugging everybody. Some hugged Jay-Z, Magic Johnson, among others. So what does it all mean? What does it all mean? Let us discuss. A lot to unpack here. The question, and I want to get into this right now because I've heard a lot of noise in the short time since LeBron set the record, that this now means that LeBron has proven he is once and for all the greatest NBA player, that that's what this record means, that by becoming the all-time scoring king, there is no argument against it. So the question, thumbs up or thumbs down on the NBA scoring record, cementing LeBron James as the greatest player in the history of professional basketball? And I am going to go first. I am going thumbs down. I'm going thumbs down on this. And I've got Jerry's World, Carpet, and Statue of Liberty. And we will combine all of these things together. And we are going to make a party, which I hear my moles tell me there is a big party going on at a secret location to celebrate LeBron James and his night. I was not invited. I don't know how I was not invited to that. But we'll begin with this. LeBron James is just not the greatest player in the NBA just because you've scored the all-time number of points. Just like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was not the greatest player in NBA history, even though he had the record prior to LeBron passing him. Wilt Chamberlain was a more dominating center than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And what the scoring record means, when you peel back the onion, what the scoring record means is, hey, you've played a long time. It's like a relic from Jerry's World. LeBron James is the NBA's version of Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith is the all-time leading rusher in pro football history. And I don't know anyone that's a fan of football that thinks that's the greatest running back of all time. Educated football observers will tell you he's not. You can put him in your top 10, but he's not the greatest running back of all time. Emmitt was a workhorse on those 90s Dallas Cowboy teams. He racked up a ton of yards, had some memorable moments. Walter Payton, many would say, is better. I'm biased towards Eric Dickerson, but Barry Sanders was amazing. More recently, although all these guys are retired, Marshall Faulk, LaDainian Tomlinson, Jerome Bettis, in the conversation. The scoring record is a testimonial to the longevity of LeBron, that he has taken his Flintstone vitamins, and they've paid off. He continues to rack up the stats, and that was really part of the mission when he came to the Lakers. The Lakers have been a garbage team since LeBron got there. If you look at their overall record, they have no legitimate championships, and they've been a lottery team, although they don't have lottery picks. They've missed the playoffs, which seemed impossible when you have LeBron James on your team. But LeBron came to the Lakers for two reasons. He came mainly for Hollywood and the entertainment and being in the mecca of entertainment. So he got that. But also the fact that he knew he is the head of a pyramid and everything goes through LeBron James with the Lakers. And you can compile some amazing stats on some bad teams, and that's what LeBron's done here recently on some bad NBA teams. It's working, right? The evidence is overwhelming that LeBron is he's made movies, he's done TV shows, he's got TV shows and movies, production companies doing very well, all from the afterglow of playing with the Lakers. You don't get that when you're playing with the Cavs. You can make movies and TV shows, but you can't do it year-round. You can't meet with studio executives on a random Wednesday in October if you have to be playing with the Cavaliers in Indiana. All right, now, page two. What has been the fatal flaw, if you will? If there is a fatal flaw on LeBron's resume, so there are several here as we analyze this and we paint the word mosaic. And I don't need to get into the polarizingness of LeBron, the phoniness of LeBron. We can get into that later when he retires. But in terms of just the basketball resume, the biggest flaw that I can give you, two words, carpet bagger. That's the term that applies to LeBron James. And that's what he has been. And I get that now we're in the era that's where we are, that this is going to be the next few generations are going to be carpetbaggers. But I'm a Michael Jordan guy. I wasn't a Chicago Bull fan. I had no skin in the game. But watching Michael Jordan play, I got a chance to watch him several times. Had a few opportunities to interview him back in the day with the Bulls. And for my money, Michael Jordan, the Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa of basketball. And that's the measuring stick. And there were games that Jordan didn't play well in, and we only remember the good. We don't remember the bad, but there was a symphony when Jordan was playing. And he has been, in side-by-side comparison, Jordan and LeBron, the antithesis of a carpetbagger LeBron James. Michael Jordan did not run from the challenge, right? And that was, he grew up in an era you didn't do that, right? You were looked down upon if you ran from a challenge, that you were drafted by a team, and unless the team wanted to get rid of you, you stayed there and you kept hammering away. And Michael Jordan helped prop up players who were not that great, like Craig Hodges and John Paxson and scrubs like Bill Cartwright. He also made legends out of Scottie Pippen, and he was able to hide the shortcomings of a player like Dennis Rodman. Those guys were not free agents that the Bulls picked up. They were guys that were traded for. Olden Polonis, who has worked here off and on over the years, was the player that ended up being drafted by the Supersonics in that transaction for Scottie Pippen. And Will Perdue of all people, was the player that the Bulls traded to San Antonio for Dennis Rodman. And both Pippen and Rodman were exposed without MJ after they left the Bulls. Pippen played seven more seasons after Jordan left and averaged 12 points a game. Whoop-de-damn-do. Never made another All-Star team. LeBron, meanwhile, I don't see him propping guys up. I see LeBron, when he plays with crappy players, he doesn't prop them up. Like Zildrunas Ilgauskas or Mo Williams when he came into the NBA with the Cavaliers in those early days. And it's, no, I got to be with proven headline guys. And he's taken the easy path, and he joined forces, formed Voltron with Dwayne Wade and with Chris Bosh in Miami, and he went back to Cleveland, but they made sure to get Kevin Love from Minnesota. And in L.A., he worked with his agent there to break the integrity of the rules there. They had Anthony Davis force his way out of New Orleans and only want to play for the Lakers. So those all those dominoes landed in favor of LeBron, where it's not, hey, let's make this work. You know, we're gonna prop you guys up. I'll make you better, and we're gonna win. LeBron's never won a championship by making people better. He's only won when he's been either in a bubble, which doesn't count, or surrounded by all-star players. All right, last word here. So what did you make of the crowd reaction? If you saw the game against Oklahoma City where LeBron sets the record, what was your reaction to the crowd's reaction? So this is the epitome of the times we're living in. The mobile phone addiction, if you will, the smartphone addiction. Instead of getting quality time with friends and like-minded members of the village, stranger, right? What did we see? We saw the Statue of Liberty win out again. Did you notice what I noticed? Ergo, the moment LeBron steps back to set the scoring record, pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar away, and what do we see? We see hundreds and hundreds of people, all of them like the Statue of Liberty, holding their arm extended and raised, like they're holding a torch to record the video, to document the moment for posterity's sake. And these are people that paid ridiculous amounts of money to get those tickets, wanting to be part of history. And then the moment happens, and you have a large concentration of humanity who held their arms out like they were Lady Liberty to document the moment. The video, which they're never going to watch again, and you have this FOMO, this fear of missing out, and then the moment happens, and you're like, well, no, I'll just watch it on my cell phone. You know, spoiler alert, they have cameras at these NBA games, and they actually record these things. And outside of the cell phone, typically, you had the usual Laker crowd for that type of a showcase game, a jewel event. The Hollywood elites, show business moguls were there, chummy, chummy, chummy. And they're all hanging out, playing grab ass with each other. Some of the other things that popped in my head as I was cruising into the studios from the North Woods. I love the fact that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and LeBron James both acted as adults. They played nice. They don't like each other. They don't. They were playing nice. Everyone's pretending like they are buddies. They're not. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has been very critical of LeBron, doesn't think he's woke enough, wants to be more like him, Kareem, and that's been on the record. You can just look it up yourself. I'm not making any of that up. We had Snoop Dogg, Magic Johnson, Drake with a weird salute video, cheeseball video they put on there. The other argument that I would like to make here, I've heard a lot of people say, well, no one's ever going to break this record, LeBron James record and all that stuff, because no one will ever be as physically dominant as LeBron. And I would disagree with that. I would say that because of LeBron James, that the next wave, the next generation of NBA players, and generation's 25 to 30 years, so we're only a few years away from the next super-duper supernova of the NBA. And maybe that kid's already been born. Maybe that kid hasn't been born. I don't know. But there'll be somebody that will come along, and then the comparison will be made, just like people compared Jordan to Kobe, and then LeBron to Kobe, and now it'll be whoever's next, whatever phenom, whatever prodigy pops up in the basketball world. So you know it's going to be happening sooner than later.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game, we're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, you're a Bronco.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, Kubaloo.
Stephen A. Smith said that he's hearing that Kevin Durant is on the verge of being moved and that the Celtics are making calls about him.
Ooh.
Ben, could you see this happening?
Sure. It's the Disney. Let me see. The NBA is like going to Disneyland, and you know the song they play there? When you wish upon a star. Makes no difference who you are. Yeah, anything's possible in the NBA. But the Celtics have been really good. They don't seem to need Kevin Durant right now. So I know why Durant would want to play for the Celtics, but if you're Boston, why are you going to break that thing up? That doesn't make sense. But anything's possible in that sport. Next!
A.J. Green announced his retirement on Monday. Now, you wouldn't look at A.J. Green's numbers and think Hall of Famer, but many people, including Deion Sanders, have been complaining of the Hall of Fame getting watered down. So do you think A.J. Green gets in?
Well, he's in my Hall of Fame because he used to come on when I did the Blitz with Looney on Sundays when he was playing for the Bengals, so I'm a big fan of A.J. Green, but he can go to the Hall of Fame. I don't know how much tickets are. I think they're like $25. You can go to the Hall of Fame, buy a ticket, but no. He didn't make an all-decade team. He wasn't an all-pro. He was good. Wasn't great. Next!
Matt Ryan told the media that he still loves playing and that he feels that he has a lot of good football left.
Yeah.
Ben, we know he's saying this for contractual reasons because he's got a guarantee, but do you think Ryan will actually play anywhere next season?
Well, he might play with his kids, but this is like a half-truth because I'm sure he loves football, but football doesn't love him, right? He's washed up at this point. He's done. He should be put on ice as Matty Ice, but he could be a backup if he's willing to do that. How did we do?
Pass us it.
That is a winner. Put it on the board. Yes, I won the game. That is a win. You heard a win.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And into the kitchen we go. It is time now for a staple of the radio dial this time of the week. I think we got to make some shirts while you as a Cooking with Roberto or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Into the kitchen we go, Cooking with Roberto.
Yeah, baby.
Self-made man. He did not go to some highfalutin culinary art school. No,
hell
no.
Nah.
He learned the old-fashioned way, a self-made connoisseur of the kitchen, giving you old-world recipes, the great Roberto Flores.
That's right, big man. Today we're going to make some fried calamari. Why? Because I'm going to make this on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Along with some boneless wings and some traditional wings.
So that's the spread you got going on
for
Sunday?
Okay. Yeah, and then some also some fried shrimp also.
Okay. That's if you go to Roberto's house, A, you'll be trespassing, and B, that's the menu.
Yeah.
So,
no salad. Oh, maybe a salad there.
Nah, I don't need a salad. Yeah. Come on, please.
A lot of fried food, yeah.
Yeah, all about gluttony.
Gluttony, baby. That's right. Yeah. All right.
All right.
So this recipe, you can do this for the shrimp and calamari also. Okay.
Okay.
Very simple stuff. We're going to have 1 pound of calamari, all right?
That's a lot of calamari.
The rings and the tentacles.
Ooh, that sounds nasty.
Yeah, it's good. If you don't know what calamari is, it's squid, baby. Good stuff. Very good stuff.
Ugh.
All right. 1 cup of buttermilk. If you don't have buttermilk for some reason, you forgot at the store, you have milk at home, just add some vinegar, some white vinegar to it. Let it sit about 5 minutes, and you're good to go. You got some buttermilk.
I like the buttermilk. I'm all about the buttermilk. It makes everything crunchy.
It does.
Yeah, it's
it does. We're going to have 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of salt, all right? Kosher salt, baby.
Oh, yeah. Make sure it's the kosher salt.
Or
okay,
more.
Come on. Not Kyrie, though. He can use the other salt.
Screw Kyrie.
Exactly. Yeah.
1.5 teaspoons of smoked paprika.
You know what paprika is? I learned this last week. It's just the bell pepper. That's it. It's just like dried up bell pepper.
Oh, really?
About that.
Oh, nice.
That's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact.
I read that on the internet. Yeah.
1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. Get that right. 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder and 1/4 teaspoon of onion powder also, right? Don't forget. Got to have both of these bad boys.
Mix and mash them all together. The secret blend.
And of course, some vegetable oil for frying and 2 teaspoons of chopped fresh parsley. All right. Very simple stuff. All right. So place the calamari in a bowl with the buttermilk and stir to combine. All right.
Got to mix it all together.
Mix it up, baby. Mix it up.
Mix it properly. Don't do a pathetic performance on the mixing.
No.
It's a very important part of
cooking.
Get
it together.
Come on.
You can do this with the calamari. You can do this with the shrimp also, all right?
Yeah.
Cover the bowl and refrigerate for at least 30 minutes. All right?
Okay.
Put that bad boy back in the fridge. Let it sit there for 30 minutes. All right? You got to get that buttermilk on that calamari.
Yeah, soak it all up.
Soak it all in, baby.
Soak it good.
And then we're going to heat. I'm personally going to use my fryer. All right, so heat 3/4 inches of oil in a large deep pot to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. If you got a fryer, use a fryer. I know, Ben, you have a air fryer, right?
I do have an air fryer,
Good, you like it?
Well, you have that Fry Daddy thing. We use that. So
and my wife bought me
a different one?
So yeah,
you have a couple.
For more stuff.
All right.
Place the flour, salt, and smoked paprika, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder in a medium bowl. Stir it to combine, all right? Combine that stuff. It's all even together. Remove each piece of squid from the buttermilk and dredge in the flour.
All those tentacles.
It's good stuff, man. Nice and crunchy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Repeat the process until all pieces are coated. All right? Very simple stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Place 8 to 10 pieces of squid in the oil. Cook for 2 to 3 minutes or until golden brown. That's the key. When you're frying something, it's going to have that golden brown color, baby.
But remember, now, when you take it out of the fryer, the color does change a little bit, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
So it continues to cook for a little
bit
when you take it out.
Exactly, yeah, because it's so hot. It's so hot, it's going to cook a little bit, all right?
Yeah.
Remove the squid from the oil and drain on paper towels. Repeat the process with the remaining squid, all right? Simple stuff.
And how many pieces of squid are we talking about?
We're talking about a pound of squid here.
That's a lot of squid.
Yeah, it's a lot of squid, all right?
Do you eat all the squid yourself, or do you?
Oh, my wife loves the calamari.
She loves the calamari,
and I'm also gonna make fried shrimp, so it's gonna be a lot of good stuff. And
gonna mix in some
cocktail sauce, of course.
Onion rings as well. You gonna throw those?
Onion rings? No, I'll have French fries for the daughter.
Oh, French fries.
Yeah, gonna have French fries for the daughter.
Corn dogs or chicken fingers? For the daughter.
She likes chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers. Smart young lady,
That's right.
She's going places.
So gotta have French fries for the kids. All right.
All right.
Sprinkle additional salt over the squid if desired. And sprinkle with chopped parsley. Also, squeeze some lemon on top of it as well.
What's the magic of the lemon? I don't get the lemon. Why everyone does the lemon? Why the lemon?
I don't know. Usually when I cook, I like green lime. I usually use the limes instead of lemons, but for the calamari, I sprinkle the lemon on it.
Okay,
it gives it a good kick to it. All right.
Yeah.
Serve with some cocktail sauce, and serve immediately, just like that. You got some fresh fried calamari, baby, for the Super Bowl.
Just in time to watch Super Bowl 57.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
No, here we go.
No,
Chiefs.
Hell no.
Here we go. You got to do the tomahawk chop is what you
got to
do.
No.
I know you're a Raider guy, but go Chiefs,
fried
go.
Fried calamari,
go,
baby.
Go Chiefs, go.
No, here we go,
Chiefs. Here we go. Here we go, Chiefs.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
No. Tomahawk chop to your head right there. Boom.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go. Password, word game of the stars. Every single week at about this time, let's welcome in our contestants. Returning to the game shows yet again after a long suspension would be Justin in Cincinnati, who did not show up yesterday when that Mensa game show guy from Arizona was playing, but he was not here. Hello, Justin.
I don't have time for that little weirdo, Matt or Mark or Mike, whatever his name is.
You're afraid of that guy is what it is. You're afraid of him.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
You are. You're scared of that dude. I know. Matt in Phoenix. You're afraid of Matt. I got you. All right. Hold on a sec, Justin. And we have, let's see, pick door number one or door number two? Eddie?
Number one.
All right. You have picked
number one.
Aaron in Indiana. Hello, Aaron.
What's up, Ben?
Welcome in, Aaron. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right. Aaron is ready to go, and he's going to take on Justin in Cincinnati. Justin, who do you want to partner up with, Justin?
Well, since he's going away for 2 months, Eddie.
Wow. Well, he got you in trouble for 6 months. Hold on. And Aaron, who do you want to partner up with, Aaron?
I'll take you, Big Ben.
Good job. We're going to win this. Taking
yes,
down
sir.
Garcia and Justin. And we have a list of words. You can see that. You're cheating. Do not cheat. Justin, pick a number 1 to 10, please. 1 to 10.
In honor of every Andrea call, number 2.
Wow. All right, Eddie, we start out with 10 points. Number 2.
let's see. I think I'm using this word correctly. Oh, boy, this is probably... Oh, you know what? I have faith in you, Justin. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Come on! We don't have all day here!
Let's say, interned?
Buried?
Yes!
All right.
How about that?
The word was buried, but...
I remember something when we were home.
I was going to say, I'm pretty impressed, but I guess that makes sense.
Aaron, pick a number 1 to 10, but not 2, please.
Number 10.
Number 10. All right, let's go with, let's see here, a couple of ways I can go. Is it two words or, I'm trying to think here. Let's see here, it's very important. I'm not stalling, you jackass.
Go ahead and stall, we're winning.
Take about
4 more minutes.
How about, I can't use the word I want to use. How about just whistle?
Whistle?
Yeah.
That you said?
No. I'll take that back.
No,
I'll
you can't take it back.
Well, no, on second thought, I thought of something
you
better.
You can't no, take it
no,
back.
I want to take that back.
No, you
can't
cannot.
Take it back.
Why can't I take it back?
Because you've already back. Said the
you
word.
You can't take it back. I was kidding with that word. That was not the word I wanted to say. That was not the word.
Well, too bad.
How about instructor? Instructor.
You don't get to take two clues.
It's in the bylaw.
You just gave two clues.
I did not give two clues.
That's a clue for Justin and Cincinnati.
No, I did not give two clues.
Yes, you did. You literally gave two clues.
I took back the whistle.
You can't take it back.
I just did. I just took it back.
You can't take it back, you moron.
That's the most
blatant form of cheating you've ever done.
This is not cheating. I took the clue back.
You can't do that.
Aaron, you didn't hear it, right, Aaron?
No, you were disqualified. Justin and Cincinnati. Cincinnati wins
the
game.
No, the game is forfeited. Over. The game is forfeited.
Game over.
And he accuses us of cheating. It is forfeited. You forfeited the game.
The game is not forfeited.
You forfeited the game.
You gave the game up because you made a big thing.
No, I didn't give the game up.
I took the clue back.
You can't take the clue back.
Eddie, you've done that, Eddie. You've
done that. I have never done that. Never once have I done that.
You have done that dozens of times over the years.
Such a liar.
Gaslight Garcia.
Justin in Cincinnati is a winner and gets a golden ticket.
I win because Eddie cheated again.
Ben takes the easiest word on the list.
Cheater, 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 Garcia.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.